I don't know. We're game planning against them. You know, whatever they come with, we'll be prepared for it.
Some guys say it's an attitude thing for tackling. Some are more on the technical lines. What do you see when you're watching the tape? And you and McCarthy said, you know, 20 whatever missed tackles. What's the biggest thing that can be fixed at this point?
Just keeping leverage. I think everybody has to be in the right spot to you know make tackles. And right now we're just trying to contain and keep our leverage on guys and just making sure when we get there we make the play.
Hard to simulate in practice when you're really never hitting each other to the ground.
It is, but. You know, I think, a lot of it's a lot of mental and just being where you need to be. And I think we've been doing a good job with that.
Does this Atlanta team look like a team on tape that's 3-9 when you watch the film?
Some games they look good. Some games, you know, it isn't that good. But, we're expecting a good competitive game. They're going to come in here and they want to win as well as we do. So we're going to do a good job and prepared to win against these guys.
Is there something that kind of, you see a common theme in those games where they don't look so good, something that makes them look not so good?
Just depends on the team they're playing. I mean, you know, some games is different than others. I mean, things happen in the game that, you know, usually don't, you know, you don't expect it to happen, and, you know, you just got to make adjustments. And, you know, we're trying to put our best foot forward this game.
Seems like every other week we're talking to you about when's the defense going to come up with these turnovers we've seen over the years? Then you came up with them. Is it frustrating that they didn't lead to more production, scoring points, and that kind of thing?
It is what it is. We just got to do a better job of putting points on the board, and defense has to, you know, shut the run game down. And, you know, we all collectively have to do our job in order to win games. It just can't be one-sided. We all have to be there, you know, for each other.
How strange of a feeling is it, Packers-Falcons, initially scheduled for prime time, two teams that made serious playoff runs last year, but due to circumstances and injuries, it's lost a little bit of its luster, this matchup.
It's still a good game. At the end of the day, you know, we're the Packers, you know, they're the Atlanta Falcons. We're still good teams, great teams. I'm looking forward to playing against these guys.
Nick, you hear from the outside, it probably doesn't make it in the locker room, but we hear from fans saying, you know, is it Dom Capers' fault? Is it Dom Capers' fault when the defense doesn't do well? One, do you ever hear that? And two, what do you make of that criticism?
I don't quite listen to the outside stuff. There's a lot we have to worry about in here. Focusing, you know, on our jobs and just doing what we have to do to make plays out there. At the end of the day, we got to control what we can control, and everybody else got to control their own part. You know, we can only do so much, and everybody has to collectively, you know, do their part. And it's defense and offense and special teams.
I mean, I can tell you, you know, some people are, you know, rattling cages saying like it's on the coaches here. I mean, is that a fair criticism, or is it, you know, do you guys, is it something else?
We all take part of that. You know, we're a team. You know, we're not singling anyone out. This is a football game, you know, 11 on 11 out there. You know, we all got to do our job, so it's everybody's. You know, we have to step up. Everybody has to step up.
Matt Ryan looked like an elite quarterback on film still, even when his team is not so good.
Yeah, he's a great quarterback. You know, we looking forward to playing against him. I'm looking forward to getting a couple sacks against him. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.